2016美国红发型，生命的真相，慈诚罗珠堪布讲授。更多课程请访问堪布官方网站www.慧灯之光.com。
中等点广播叫我老杨老乡咋喽，跟个楼主这么一整整你打能打到四位，请你动个几片手续你记得个了了。刚到这边做马路门洞等我的意思，我说跟老婆就在这样老子这样的，这都是接着你摸你弄来接着做中子讲马路门洞等我的那个请你中子拉着。多年大家在军大中用的里做家这都这朝这当这你见证当路吗这人家伙让要烂的的。我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的我马拉巴扎那的最多能接近接着我这儿去道路的门门把拉子挂当当就上路东巴路住我别那瓦接得说了娘接钱包做的人你别想总得毛龙钱包那家把个人当俺咱都什么都东巴都接将拉上咋路好，各位师兄，大家晚上好。
Good evening, everyone.
啊，我们准备讲今天的课。那么讲课啊，听课之前，请大家发菩提心。
We are going to begin with this evening's teaching now, and please, everyone, before doing so, make an aspiration of bodhicitta.
那么菩提心呢，我们前两天也每天都给大家介绍过。那么今天我们听课的时候呢，也要给大家提醒要发菩提心。
So we've talked about the importance of bodhicitta over the past several nights, and again tonight before our teaching, I'd like to give everyone a reminder of the importance of listening with this aspiration.
因为佛教它是一个博大精深，所以它需要有一个崇高的追求。如果我们把佛教就当作一个暂时的就解决一个心灵的问题啊，用个这样子的方法来看的话，那这个就是不是很正确。
And the reason that we need to have this aspiration is because Buddhism itself is a vast and great teaching. It's therefore necessary that we bring a noble aspiration to it rather than just treating it as something that is able to solve our closest and most immediate problems.
大乘佛教的核心的思想，核心的这个，内容是什么呢？就是两个，一个是奉献啊，第二个就是智慧。
So in terms of the Mahayana path, its core is comprised of two main things. The first being contribution or action that benefits others, and the second being wisdom.
菩提心就是奉献和智慧。
And bodhicitta is both of these, action that benefits others and wisdom.
菩提心首先他想帮助天下所有的众生，也就是无条件的去帮助无自私的去帮助这个就是奉献的精神。
So, the desire or the wish to be of assistance to all beings in a selfless way and in a conditionless way is a spirit of contribution or a spirit of benefiting others.
那么智慧呢？佛教认为，只要有了 智慧才能够解决我们的所有的问题。如果没有智慧，就不能让众生解脱。所以佛教就是追求佛的智慧。
And in terms of wisdom, the Buddhist teachings regarded as being extremely important. Without it, we are not able to address our ultimate suffering.
好，接下来我们讲今天的课。那么今天的课的题目就是生命的真相。
So I'd like to now go on with tonight's teaching, the topic of which is the truth of life.
生命的真相有很多的层次，有佛教佛教把这个佛教的观点可以这么讲，佛教的观点可以将世俗的观点和生理的观点有两个不同的观点。
So in terms of the truth of life, it's possible to speak of this at different levels. From the Buddhist point of view, we can talk about the truth of life in a provisional sense as well as in an ultimate sense.
那么这两个叫做圣依敌和世俗敌。
And these are what we refer to as the level of provisional truth and the level of ultimate truth.
那生一地的这个后面也有一个地这个子，然后呢世俗地的后面呢也有一个地这个字啊。那么地这地的字是什么意思呢？就是真实的啊，叫做真实的，就是直少，比如说对他而言看起来似乎是非常真实的一样啊。那真实的意思，地字就是真实的意思。
So in Chinese, these two terms, provisional truth and ultimate truth, have a character, a final character, which conveys the meaning of something that is real or something that is true. And so what this reflects is that for agents situated at either of these levels, the truth in question or the level of truth in question appears as true.
那佛教为什么讲这个世俗谛和生依谛为什么这么分呢？就是因为我们看这个世界的时候呢，大致上就会有两个不同的结论，所以有生依谛和世俗谛。
Why is it that Buddhism divides truth into these two levels, the level of the provisional and the level of the ultimate? The reason is that when we approach the world, it's possible that we can derive two different conclusions as to the nature of its reality. And so that's why we speak of these two levels, the provisional and the ultimate.
那我们以为我们的感官看到了真相世界的真相，生命的真相但是我们实际上我们的感官没有看到这个世界的真相。
In general, we regard our senses, our eye sense and our other senses as perceiving the truth of the world, the truth of life, the truth of existence. But in actual fact, our senses, what they perceive is not the truth.
然后因为我们的感官没有看到真实的世界，所以我们的意识它也没有办法去判断真实的世界，也他也没有办法感受到真实的世界。
And because the world that our senses perceive is in fact not a real world or the real world, therefore our mind is unable to evaluate from this data.What, whether or not the world is real.
那这个是什么原因呢？就是因为我们的感官我们的感官就是给我们的意识传递了一个错误的信息，然后我们的意识 把这个错误的信息当作一个真实的信息来看，所以最终我们的意识他也没有看到了，他也不知道真实的世界。
And the reason for this is that the information that our senses transmit to our mind is mistaken. However, our mind regards the information transmitted to it as real. Given this to be the case, our minds are not in a position to know the real world.
所以呢，我们要分生一谛和世俗谛二谛。
So it's for this reason that we divide truth into these two levels of provisional and ultimate.
比如说我们的肉眼来看这瓶水我们的肉眼来看这一瓶水获得的结论和显微镜用显微镜来看这一瓶水它获得的这个结论是两个不同的结论。
It's rather like this bottle of water. When our naked eye looks at this water, it derives one conclusion as to its nature, whereas if we were to look at the bottle of water through a microscope, we would derive a different kind of conclusion.
我们的肉眼看这瓶水如果没有人去动它的时候呢，我们看到它的里面的水，外面的这个瓶子所有这里里外外的物质，它就是一个一动不动的静止的物体。
So when we look at this bottle of water with our naked eye, providing that nobody is moving or shaking the bottle of water, then it appears to us, both the water, the fluid inside it, as well as the material that contains the water, to be a static, unmoving matter.
然后用显微镜看这一瓶水的时候呢，里面的水的分子外面的这个瓶子里里外外的所有的物质都在运动，这里没有一个不运动静止的物体。
However, if we were to look at the same bottle through a microscope, then not only the water, but also the plastic packaging would appear to be a flux of moving molecules. In fact, there wouldn't be one part of this entire bottle of water that wasn't moving.
那么在显微镜下看到的这个运动的这个东西，这叫做普朗运动。
What we are able to see beneath the microscope, this flux of particles is what is referred to as Browning movement.
有一位生物学家叫做普朗，他发现了这个道理，所以后来叫做普朗运动。
And the reason that this name is attributed to this phenomenon is that it was a scientist who went by this name who discovered it.
这个我们作为一个现代的人来说，这个是一个很简单的道理。但是呢，在这个道理当中，我们可以推出一个另外一个结论。
Even though this is a very straightforward and simple logic, within this logic, it is possible for us to deduce a further conclusion.
现在我们就是发现有两个结论。我们看这一瓶水的时候呢，我们发现有两个结论，而且两个结论是矛盾的，一个是静止的，一个是不是静止的两个矛盾的结论。
So right now, when we're looking at this bottle of water, we see that it is possible for us to derive two conclusions about it, depending on how we are looking at it or what tool we are using to look at it, and that both of these conclusions are contradictory to each other. They're not consistent.
还有一个啊，再深入的话啊，每一个原子的原子核啊，原子核的周边啊，有很多的电子在啊，在这个围绕这个原子核转动。那么这跟我们的肉眼看不到啊，显微镜也看不到啊，但是呢啊，这是科学家可以推出啊这个道理，所以这个也是应该是真实的。那么这个我们的肉眼也没有看到，显微镜也没有看到，但是呢，它也是存在的，也是另外一种结论。
In relation to the finer particles that this bottle and water are made up of, it is possible for scientists, based on their findings so far, to hypothesize that around the nucleus of the various molecules, there are further electrolytes that are moving back and forth. However, this is not something that is able to be currently seen through a microscope. Nevertheless, the existence of this phenomenon is able to be hypothesized, deduced based on what we already know. So we can say that there are then three possibilities as to the nature of this bottle of water.
啊，这样子就有三个不同的结论。
So we can see then that there are three possible conclusions, understandings we can have as to the nature of the water.
好，这三个不同的结论啊，都是不一样的。那么，到底我们的这一瓶水啊，是我们肉眼看到的这样子一动不动的啊，这是这瓶水的真相啊，还是？显微镜下面看到的是它的真相，还是科学家推测出来的这个是它的真相？到底哪一个是真相？三个都是真相，还是其中一个是真相？大家回答一下。
Of these three different conclusions or three different understandings we can have as to the nature of the water, which in fact is the true one, is the first understanding that when we look at the bottle with our naked eye, we see it as completely static, still not moving. Is this the truth? Or is what we can see under an electromagnetic microscope, the molecules of the bottle in a constant state of flux, is this the truth? Or is the further possibility that scientists have hypothesized further, is this the truth of the ultimate nature of the bottle of water? Everybody, please offer your thoughts on which understanding or which conclusion is the true one.
好，
我觉得每个人看的都不是真相，因为都是片面的，就是按自己的这个方式去看，就是你看的方法也不同。
这三个当中呢，一个是我们的肉眼的结论，第二个是显微镜的结论，第三个是科学家推理出来的一个结论。这三个结论当中呢，你觉得三个都是错误的，还是其中一个是正确的？三个都错误了，为什么？平时
因为可能还有其他的方式，我们没有
啊。三个都是错的啊，那凭什么说三个都是错了呢？
我觉得你是片面，不是说它错啊，你三个都是片面的。
三个都是片面的，那凭什么说三个都是片面呢？
我觉得它不完整，因为每一个。
那为什么不完整呢？凭什么说它不完整呢？
用的不同的方法，就像我们做同样一个菜，可能每个人的做法不一样，味道也不同。
瞎子摸象一样啊！但我们需要有一个证据啊，比如说显微镜看到的也是不对啊。那么然后呢，科学家推测的这个电子转原子核也不对吗？是三个都对啊，三个都不对啊。啊，那可以这样子说，这个他 三个当中啊，相比之下，相对有没有一个是正确的？
也是要看，就是站在的角度。有的角度呢，就是比如说我要特别想，比如说我是科学家，我就站在我科学家的角度去看。如果我是啊，就是认为我就是要看它，就是这个静态的。
那这样子可以这样子，那你的眼睛看得比较准确，还是显微镜看得比较准确？对，那就是显微镜是对的，我们的肉眼是错的，是吧？
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
啊，
다개그거래요 Oh yeah. So the answer was given that in fact all three ways of viewing the bottle are incorrect. That is to say, they're all biased or partial in some way. They're viewing the bottle from a particular perspective or a particular place, and so therefore they don't present a complete or objective understanding of the of the bottle. And then the opinion was given that in fact, on the other hand, we could say that all of these understandings of the bottle are correct for the same reason, that from the position or the particular perspective that these understandings are coming from, they represent a particular truth from that perspective. And then Kempo asked, but if we were going to ask relatively which is more correct or less correct, then what would we answer, at least in terms of accuracy or precision of vision, which is more correct, what we see with our naked eye or the microscope? And the answer was given that clearly what we see with the microscope is a more accurate visual representation. And Campbell just followed up by saying, well, then that seems to suggest then, doesn't it, that what we see with the microscope is true and what we see with our naked eye is false or incorrect.
好，这样子以后呢，我们的眼睛看到的是真相啊，还是显微镜看到的是真相啊？我们相比之下，哪一个是真相？对，显微镜看到的是真相。好，那么我们的肉眼得到的结论是什么呢？那难道不是真相吗？啊，不是真相。没有发明显微镜。
So if we see, what we see with the microscope is the truth, and then does that mean that what we see with our eye is not the truth? And then the answer was given that what we saw with our naked eye was the truth until microscopes were invented.
好，那就是说，除了我们的肉眼看到的这个真相以外呢，难道这一瓶水？它还有另外一个真相吗？它是不是有两个真相啊？
So does this mean that it's possible for this bottle in fact to have two truths at the same time? That is a truth in addition to the truth of how we perceive it with our own naked eye.
是吧？
是。
啊，是，相对来说，我们还不讲一个绝对的真理啊。相对的这个相比之下，那它是不是有两个真相呢？还是只有一个真相？
So at a relative level, for the time being, we won't talk about the ultimate nature of the bottle. But at a relative level, can we say that it possesses two truths? Or two true understandings.
只有一个真相啊！好，只有一个真相。那么，一个真相是显微镜看到的是它的真相，还是我们的肉眼看到的是它的真相？答对了没有？
啊，这三个真相可以相容吗？不能说只有一个对，别的都错吧？三个都对，
三个都是对的。
因为你是不同层次看，
从不同的层次来看。
喝水，我没有必要知道布朗运动啊。
对，
那个，你说推理的第三个，事实上有实验已经证明了，确实电子在绕。
对，
所以三个都是真相，我想应该是可以相容的。
对对对对，但是呢，有一个问题，有一个矛盾是什么呢？我们的肉眼是根本看不到，不仅仅是看不到电子转原子核，连布朗运动，我们肉眼都看不到。我们的肉眼看到的和他们的结论是矛盾的，矛盾的，这个我们不能不承认了，矛盾的是吧？那我们的肉眼说了算，还是显微镜说了算？大家想想。实在想不通的话，还是说我们说了算。
So we need to decide: is that which we see with our eye the truth, or is that which we see under the microscope the truth?
就是我们不管这个公理的话，比方说我们用眼睛去看什么，就是眼睛是正确的，但是后来通过这个显微镜看的东西，它是可以包容眼睛的，看的这个一些范畴，所以说我们就慢慢提升了显微镜看的比我们这个眼睛看的要更加真实，因为它是包容，所以更广义。然后后来通过这个推理的话，如果推理它就能包容这我们看的这个显微镜看的东西，然后还能包容一些事物的解释的东西，这样的话我们这个就是
简单的说。总结性的说，
这个应该是这个就是我们的就是逻辑推理加这个这个前面就是最后的这个就是更精确，
后面的就是更精确啊，对，是的，好的。那么我们的肉眼看到的是在最前面是吧？那他是最大的错误了啊，他看的是错误，是。啊，你说
我们肉眼看到的应该是真相，因为我们习惯于我们看到的是真的，我现在认为有一个就是智能一个就是思维，我们看不到的快达到的我们会觉得我们有亲身体验到，那不一定是真的。
对，那我们可以这么说，那这三个结论里面呢，哪一个比较接近它的真相呢？最后一个是比较接近。
So Campbell was just asked, of these three different levels of understanding the bottle, which is the level that is closest or most proximate to the truth? And the first person who just answered before said that in actual fact, it's probably the last level, that is the level of the level of reality that has been hypothesized by scientists based on, but going one step further than what we can see under the microscope. Whereas the second person who answered the question said that, in actual fact, that which we see with our own eye is, more likely to be the truth because we are accustomed to regarding as true that which we can see and perceive with our own direct experience.
好，我们现在刚才几位师兄的这个回答啊，我们会总结一下啊。那我们如果从不同的层面来看的话我们的肉眼它从它的角度来看，那这瓶水是静止的，不动的，这也是一个真相啊，是肉眼的结论。我们的肉眼没有问题的时候，没有任何问题的时候，它获得的结论也是一个真相。然后呢，显微镜看到的这个布朗运动呢，也是显微镜获得的这个结论，也是一个真相。然后呢，电子转这个原子核的这个结论，也是一个这个结论真相。那么三个从不同的角度、不同的层次来讲的话，三个都是。真是的，刚才有一位师兄也就这样子回答的啊，回答对，所以佛教就这个生一滴和世俗滴的后面都加了一个滴字，现在大家明白了吗？对，比如说很简单的一个例子，比如说我们从现实生活的角度来讲梦是不存在的，是假的，我们每一个人都知道非常的清楚。但是作为一个对一个做梦的人， 正在做梦的人从他的角度来讲，那么梦里面的这些东西是真还是假呢？当然是真，对，当然是真，对。所以从做梦的人的角度来讲，梦是真实的；从现实生活的角度来讲，现实是真实的。
So just to sum up what has been said by members of the audience about the nature of the bottle, we can say that the three different conclusions we can arrive at regarding the bottle's nature all represent truth at a particular level. That is, our naked eye looking at the bottle, presuming that our eye is healthy, has no faults or defects, the state that it perceives the bottle to be in is one valid conclusion, that the state of flux, that of molecules that the microscope sees the bottle to exist in is also a level of truth relative to what we can see through the microscope. And also the third level that scientists are able to hypothesize of electrons rotating around a nucleus is also a level of truth as well. So it's for this reason that after the word provisional and ultimate, or relative and ultimate, we add the word truth. That is, it reflects that what is perceived at a particular, from a particular level or perspective is true in relation to that perspective. We could give an example related to everyday life, that of a dream. To someone who is not dreaming, clearly what is taking place in the dream is not real. However, to the person who is dreaming the dream, everything that they are perceiving appears as very real indeed.
那这样子以后呢，我们得出了一个什么结论呢？我们的眼睛看到的不是唯一的真相，还有其他的真相。
So the conclusion, that the main conclusion that we can draw from all of this is that in addition to that which we can see with our own eyes, there are other potential understandings. That is, the understanding we gain with the use of our eyes is not the only possible understanding.
可是我们认为我们看到的是真相，我们认为这个世界就是我们看到的那样子。
Despite this, however, we do regard or tend to regard that which we see with our own eyes around us as the way that things truly are.
好，现在我们就是面临一个问题，一个问题是什么呢？比较包容的说法，我们刚才也讲了，从每一个层次来讲都是真相，可以这么说。但是呢，实际上这一瓶水有多少个真相呢？只有一个真相，不可能有三个、五个、十个。
So we are facing a problem. We face a problem, and the problem is that, as we've just seen, it's possible to have different understandings of this bottle from different perspectives. However, it should be that if this bottle possesses a truth, that there is only one truth.
那么我们刚才讲了三个不同的结论未来还可以有四个、五个、七个、八个的这个结论，这个我们现在不说，现在我们讲三个结论。那么这个三个结论当中呢，哪一个是真实的？这个三个当中哪一个是真正的这个真相呢？那么我们只能说后面的就是真相，至少这三个结论当中呢，后面的才是真相。
So we've spoken about three different understandings it's possible to have as to the nature of this bottle. Of course, it would be possible perhaps to go on and speak of four or five or six or seven or even more different levels of understanding. But for the point of our conversation tonight, we'll just stick to these three different levels of understanding. So of these levels, which is theclosest to the truth, or which is the more true? So we found ourselves answering that the third level is the most true.
那三个当中最后一个是真相，他看到的是真相啊，至少他就是离真相比较近。那前面的两个呢？前面的两个就是根本就没有看到真相，也就是说前面的两个他所得到的结论就是错误的。
So that is to say that the third level is the one that is closest to the truth, and the two levels below it, what they have seen or the conclusion that they have derived is mistaken.
为什么这么讲？因为这我们这里没有一个静止的一瓶水，这里从来没有一瓶静止的水。但是我们的眼睛得到的结论果然就是一个静止的水。那么没有静止的水啊，那这个静止的水从哪里来的呢？
That is to say that even though there has never existed a bottle of water that is in a static and unmoving state, nevertheless the conclusion that our eye draws is that the bottle exists in a static condition. Where is it that we derive this conclusion from?
那它是实际上是没有一个静止的物体，没有静止的水，但是在我们的眼里有静止的水。那么这个有和没有两个是矛盾的我们不可能说既可以有又可以没有，不能这样子讲。那么只有一个选择，要不就是静止的，要不就是运动的，就只能选择一个。那么这个时候呢，我们不能说我们的肉眼看到的才是真实的，显微镜啊什么其他的科学的实验都不是真实，唯一就是我们的眼睛看到的真相。那这样子是没有道理的。
So there is an inconsistency, a contradiction between the state we see with our naked eye, that is a state where a bottle that is static and unmoving, and compared to the molecules in flux that we see when we look at the bottle under the microscope. It's not possible for these both to be true. It's not possible for us to say that it's static on the one hand and it's moving at the same time. So if we have to choose one of these two understandings as reflecting the truth of the bottle, then we have no choice but to reflect, but to choose the truth that is revealed to us by the microscope.
如果我们每一个人比如说我们十个人去研究一个某一个东西的真相，那么十个人都有得到了不同的结论的话，那我们不能说十个人的结论都是对的不能说只有九个人的是错的，一个人的才是对的。
If 10 people, 10 different individuals investigate the same phenomenon, but they all derive different conclusions as to its truth, it's not possible for us to say that they have all discovered the truth. In fact, the only thing is possible to say that one of the 10 people have discovered the truth of the matter and that the other 9 people are mistaken.
所以佛教里面讲这个生疑谛和世俗谛，虽然两个后面都加一个谛字，但是呢这两个之间有一个是真实的，另外一个是错误的。那么那一个是真实呢，生疑谛才是真相世俗谛就是一种错觉。
So even though in Buddhism, after the words provisional and ultimate, we add the word truth, in actual fact, of these two levels of truth, one is true and the other is not. That is to say that what we refer to as the provisional truth is not the truth, whereas the ultimate truth is.
好，那么这个跟我们这个错跟我们的这个轮回，我们的痛苦有什么关系呢？就是有很大的关系。比如说我们做梦的时候然后 我们比如说做梦的时候我们做了噩梦啊，非常非常恐怖的噩梦，那么这个噩梦给我们带来的这种恐惧感跟我们的现实生活当中的这种看恐惧感完全是一样的。
So what's the connection between all of this and our everyday lives and the suffering of cyclic existence? In actual fact, there is a great, connection between the two. For example, the feeling of terror that we experience during a nightmare is the same sense of terror that it is possible for us to experience in our everyday or waking life.
然后在梦里面啊，比如说公司破产啊，然后就是失恋、离婚、父母去世等等，他这些现象给我们带来的这种伤心的这种程度，完全可以达到跟现实生活一模一样的。啊，这是跟这个现实生活当中我们的就梦中的这些所有的这些这些发生的事情给我们带来的这个痛苦完全可以达到跟现实生活一样。
And in terms of things that causes great suffering, whether it be the bankruptcy of our company or falling out of love or the death of our parents, the suffering that these things are able to engender for us in a dream is exactly the same kind of suffering that similar events are able to produce in our everyday and waking life.
好，梦我们大家都知道是不真实的，是假的。那么为什么梦，我们做梦的时候，为什么它让我们产生恐惧？它为什么让我们难过？这是什么原因？大家知道吗？
So everyone knows that dreams are not real. Why is it then that they are able to make us feel so terrified and suffering when we are in them?
做梦的时候他是真的，梦是真的吗？哦，他认为是真的还是真的？是他认为是真的还是梦是真的？他认为是真的，对。还有其他的回答吗？
The first answer was because when we are in the dream, we believe it to be real while we are in that state.
是什么原因呢？为什么梦让我们痛苦呢？为什么梦让我们流泪呢？我们醒来的时候，为什么枕头上都有这个泪水呢？什么原因呢？
So why is it that dreams make us feel so terrified? Why is it that they can make us shed tears? And when we wake up from them, that our pillows are drenched in sweat.
是什么原因呢？大家觉得？好，你回答。
会不会做梦的时候，尽管在做梦，但是这个人就是我们这个载体，做梦是意识的活动嘛，但我们这个载体在感受的时候是感受得很真实的，所以我们这个载体比如说我们的情绪就会产生比如说刚才说到流泪就产生那样的一个对应，那么你情绪感受到了你可能就流泪，尽管你是在梦的意境里面，这是我的理解。
好，差不多，就是两个回答啊，这两个回答加起来的话是对的。有一个是因为这个梦虽然不是真实的，但是呢，因为这个做梦的人来说，他太显得真实的啊，太有真实感啊，这是一个。另外一个呢，刚才另外前面这位师兄说的一样，虽然他不是真实，但是呢，他以为啊这是真实的啊，他把它当作是真实的啊。这样子以后呢，让他产生了恐惧，让他产生了这些各种各样的情绪啊。那么这个就是说明一个问题啊。那我们是不是这个就是说明我们是不是把一个没有的东西 啊，当作有的话，它是不是同样给我们带来啊痛苦呀、幸福呀这样子的情绪呢？是啊，对。
So, combining the two answers that were just given, the reason that the dream is able to produce inner such feelings of suffering and terror is that because we believe it to be real, even though it isn't, and also because in believing it to be real, we manifest the attendant emotions and physical symptoms that would go with this particular situation if it were indeed real.
所以就是我们把一瓶水啊，把它当作是真实的，比如说我们刚才有三个不同的结论，其中我们的肉眼看到的它已经，我们已经知道它不是真实，但是呢，我们把它当作一个真实的东西来看的时候呢，它不管它实际上是真实还是假的啊，但是它同样可以给我们带来各种各样的这个情绪。
So does this then show that if we take something that is not real but regard it to be real, then it is possible, it is capable of producing feelings in us as though it were real. This is indeed the case. It's the same with the bottle of water. If we take a particular state that is in fact not the truth but regard it to be the truth, then it is possible that we will generate all kinds of feelings and thoughts and emotions that correspond to what would be the case if this were the truth.
所以可以这么说，我们的所有的这些痛苦，所有的烦恼，这些都是我们不了解这个真相的情况下产生的。
So we can say that in fact all of our suffering and all of our agitation stems from the fact that we don't correctly understand the truth.
如果我们了解了真相的话，那这些烦恼，这些所有的烦恼都可以，它自然就会消失的。
If we did, however, understand the truth of things, then all of this suffering and agitation would naturally disappear of itself.
所以佛鼓励我们去寻找智慧。
So for this reason,Buddhism encourages us to seek out wisdom.
就是因为有了智慧，我们才能够看到这个世界和我们的生命的真相。所以佛就是鼓励我们不要停留在我们的这个感官的所获得的这个结论的层面，要突破这一点。那突破了以后呢，可以找到一个真相。
And it's for this reason that we are encouraged to seek out wisdom in order to gain an understanding of the truth of the external world and the truth of our own existences. We are encouraged to go beyond, to transcend the truth that our senses convey to us and to go beyond it.
那么通过这个我们通过刚才的这个比喻和这个描述要知道我们的感官其实还没有看到真正的这个真相，除了我们看到的这个世界以外，这个世界还有其他的真相。
So based on the example of the bottle of water that we just looked at, it's possible for us to understand, it's possible for us to come to the conclusion that what our senses perceive is in fact not the truth of not the truth, and that it is possible for other truths to exist beyond this.
那么这个真相是什么？我们明天要讲这个真相。
And what this truth is that exists beyond this is something we are going to talk about tomorrow night.
今天我们就是要知道我们现在看到的不是真相，除了这个真相以外还有真相。
The important thing that we need to understand from tonight's teaching is that which we see and perceive is not the truth, and that beyond this truth exists a further truth.
所以大乘佛教啊，大乘佛教里面有一个非常非常著名的一部佛经，这个藏传佛教和汉传佛教里面都非常非常这个地位很高啊，这个佛经叫做《三摩地王经》。
There is an extremely famous and renowned sutra in the Mahayana scriptures. It's very well known in both the Chinese and the Tibetan traditions, and it is the king of samadhi-like concentration sutra.
然后《三摩地王经》里面呢，有一句话是非常非常非常重要的。他说什么呢？他说：“言而必非良啊。”良是什么意思？我们首先要知道这个良是什么意思。良啊，就是这个衡量。那么这个良是什么意思呢？就是用来去量它的长度啊，它的总量啊等等。比如说我们去量这个重量的这些工具也都叫做量。然后呢，量长度的，比如说尺子、公尺啊、公里啊等等，就是这些也叫做这个量啊。比如说一公里是多少，有一个国际的标准啊，这叫做量。然后呢，500克、1克有多种，也有国际的标准啊，这个也叫做量啊。这一类的都叫做量啊，量就是这个意思。
So there is a that the mutton to son ro nan kan bo la.
量就是一个标准，量就是一个标准啊，标准的东西。
日等你过送，等你切菜嘛，等你送菜给接生娘给用的。
那眼耳鼻舌身都不是量啊，眼耳鼻舌身都不是量，都是不标准。
So in this line from the sutra, the various senses, our eye sense, our ear sense, and our nose sense, are considered not to be an objective unit of measurement.
意思就是说啊，我们的眼睛啊所看到的就不够标准。如果用我们的眼睛啊所得到的结论来啊衡量这个物质的标准，这个物质的真相啊，那这是错的。
So what this line in the sutra is saying is that if we were to use our eyes to judge or evaluate or to measure the phenomenal world, that this would not be an objective tool or means to do this. That is to say that our eyes are not a standard or objective tool or means for assessing or evaluating the material world.
然后眼耳鼻舌啊，眼不仅仅是眼，眼耳鼻舌身啊，我们的五个感官，它获得的这个结论啊，都不能作为一个标准，都不能用他们的结论来衡量这个物质的这个真相。
And the same goes for our other senses, our ear sense, our nose sense, our nose consciousness, our sense of touch, etc. None of our senses or sense consciousnesses are capable of providing a standard and objective means for drawing a conclusion about the nature of the material world.
然后不仅仅是我们的五个啊，不仅仅是我们五种感官，连我们的意识啊都没有看到真相。
So it's not just our five senses that are unable to perceive reality. Neither is our mind able to do so.
比如说啊，我们的眼睛看到了这瓶水是静止的。然后呢，我们的眼睛它看到的确实是静止的，然后它啊，这个我们的眼睛，我们的视觉 告诉我们的仪式啊，这瓶水是禁止的，然后呢我们的仪式就断定啊，判断啊，这瓶水不是运动的，是禁止的。
And this is because our eye sense perceives the bottle of water to exist in a static state and then transmits this information to our mind, which then judges or evaluates the bottle to in fact be a static object.
首先我们的眼睛啊，它得到的是错误，然后呢它把这个错误的信息传递给我们的意识，然后意识在这个错误的信息上啊，这个基础上判断，所以他的判断也错了。
And it's because the information or the data that is first transmitted by our eye consciousness to our mind is mistaken that our mind, in basing its conclusion on mistaken information, comes to a conclusion that is mistaken too.
所以佛啊，鼓励我们啊，突破这个感官的这个层面，我们的感官是永远都看不到真相，所以我们要突破它，我们要追求一个超越感官的真相。
So it's for this reason that the Buddhist teachings encourage us to go beyond our level of ordinary sensory perception, to go beyond this level of truth, and to access a higher level of truth.
然后这个三摩地王经里面讲，如果我们的感官能够看到真相的话，那佛的智慧用来做什么呢？有什么用呢？我们的感官都能够看到真相的话，那佛的智慧有什么用？是没有用的。
So in the King of Samadhi Sutra, it asks what would the point of Buddha's wisdom be if the truth that our senses were able to see was in fact the truth?
科学也是一样，科学家他不相信我们的感官，所以他研制出这么多的显微镜。如果他们觉得我们的感官看到的是真实的话，真相的话，那这些显微镜用来干什么呢？没有用的。
And in fact, scientists are of the same view. If they believe that what our senses are able to perceive were the truth, then they wouldn't have bothered inventing so many microscopes. What would the point of all of these microscopes be if our senses, if our eyes were able to perceive the truth?
好，然后呢，我们啊，这是外面的世界啊，然后这是内在的世界，精神世界啊。精神世界它也有很多很多的层次。
So that is in relation to the external world or the external material world. If we now turn to the mind, then it also exists at different levels of truth.
那我们在现实生活当中，我们经常接触到的这个精神世界啊，是这个精神世界的最最最表面的层次。
And in fact, that level of the mind that we interact with for the main part of our everyday lives is in fact the most superficial layer of the mind.
那我们在现实生活当中经常感觉到的就是这些各种各样的情绪啊，那么这些情绪的这个背后这些情绪的最深处是什么样子，我们一无所知。
What we tend to experience is various emotional states of the mind. However, what lies at the deepest layer of these emotions is something that we don't understand.
那么我们刚才就是在一瓶水看一瓶水都可以有这么多的不同的结论。那同样的，我们的精神也有研究我们的精神的时候呢，也可以有这么多的不同的结论。
So just as when we look at a bottle of water, as we have seen, it's possible to derive different conclusions as to the nature of its reality, it's also possible to arrive at different conclusions concerning the reality of our minds.
那我们的精神的真正的它的真相啊，它到底是什么呢？我们啊，我们从来都没有接触过我们的精神的真正的它的真。他的真相或者是他的本来的面目。
As to what the basic or fundamental reality or truth of our minds is, this is something that we have never had experience of.
那我们的今生啊，现在比如说我们今生世界里面的各种各样的这个情绪啊，都是从从他的最基本的这个最基本的精神层面当中发展出来的。
Of course, the various different mental states that we habitually experience, these all arise from the basic or fundamental state of the mind.
比如说，所有的数字都要从零开始零点一、零点二、零点三，最后就是变成了一，然后就是二、三、四、五一样。我们的今生也有一个零。
So just as all integers increase ascend from a basis of zero, that is, we begin with zero, and then we have 0.1, 0.2, and then we reach positive integers and so forth. So too, in our minds, we also have a point of a zero point.
那我们的这个精神啊，它的精神世界里面的零是什么？它真正的这个原始的本来的面目，叫做零。
So when we speak of zero in relation to the mind, what we are meaning here is the original or basic nature of the mind.
那这个我们的这些情绪离开了这个灵以后就发展出很多很多的情绪，很多很多的观点，很多很多的思想。那么这些都是从这个灵从这个灵的基础上延伸或者是发展出来的。
So all of the different mental states that we experience, these ultimately arise from our basic state and develop into all kinds of different opinions and thoughts and feelings. These are different mental states that arise from and emerge from the basic point of zero.
比如说我们的肉眼看这瓶水的时候，它所获得的这个结论把它的真正的真相遮盖住不让我们发现。同样的，我们的心里有这么多的情绪的时候，有这么多的情绪发展出来了以后呢，那这些情绪就影响我们的这个观察。这个情绪就是干扰我们的这个观察，他们不让我们发现这个我们的精神的这个真相。
So, just as when we look at this bottle of water, doing so with our naked eye, in fact, conceals the reality of the condition of this bottle. In a similar way, when our minds are full of various emotions and thoughts, these disturb or obscure our capacity to observe the basic or original reality of our minds.
那么比如说我们想了解这一瓶水的真相的时候呢，我们要突破我们的感官所看到的这个结论，才能够接触到它的微观世界。同样的，我们如果想了解我们的今生的这个本来的面目的话，那我们要突破我们现在的这种各种各样的这个情绪的这个层面。
So just as if we going, or if we are going to understand the truth of this bottle of water, it's necessary for us to go beyond our sensory perception of it in order to access the truth that exists at a micro level. So too, with our minds, it's necessary for us to go beyond or to transcend the various emotions and thoughts that occupy the mind in order to understand its basic nature.
那我们怎么样突破，用什么方法突破呢？其中一个是叫做禅定啊，禅定啊，修禅定就可以突破这个我们的情绪的这个层面，可以看得稍微比较深一点的地方。
So how do we go about transcending or breaking through this level of thought and emotion to apprehend the basic state of our mind? Well, one method available to us is that of meditation.
然后这个禅啊，我们要知道有两种这个禅，一个是世俗的禅，这个是比如佛教也修，然后呢，除了佛教以外的古老的这些印度的其他的宗教，他们也修这个叫做四禅八定。四禅八定，那这个禅可以让我们的心非常非常平静下来，它可以看到一部分的真相，但是呢，它还没有办法看到它的最后的真相。
So in terms of meditation, we need to understand that there are two different kinds. The first kind of meditation is a rather generic form, that is to say that it is practiced both in Buddhism and was also practiced by other ancient Indian sects and schools as well. So this is the meditation based on the four dhanas and the eight jhanas. It's a kind of meditation that enables us to bring our minds into an extremely calm and tranquil state, but not a form of meditation that is able, that enables us or can enable us to apprehend the ultimate truth of our minds.
我们平时在现实生活当中，我们了解的这个精神世界，就像我们的肉眼能够我们的肉眼看到的这瓶水是一样的是一个表面的现象。
That which we are able to understand of our minds in our everyday lives is really at the same level as looking at this bottle with our naked eyes and seeing it existing in a static state.
然后禅定突破了这个情绪的层面，它可以看到一部分的，相对来说是一个比较接近真相。看到一个这样子的真相但是它不是最后的真相，这个就是好比是纤维镜虽然是看不到最最最小的微观世界，但是呢它可以看得到原则，它可以看到这个波浪运动一样的，它相对来说是比较真实的。所以这个四禅八定的这个禅定它可以看到一部分的真相。
However, if we rely on this first kind of meditation, shamatha meditation, or meditation based on the four dhanas and the eight jhanas, it's possible for us to cut through the emotions and thoughts that usually arise in our mind, and through doing this to apprehend a partial truth or part of the truth concerning the basic state of our mind. We can liken this to the state that a microscope is able to perceive concerning the nature of matter. That is, looking through a microscope, it's possible to see molecules in flux. So we can say that it is shamatha meditation, or the first kind of meditation, is provides us with a means to understand a relative or provisional level of truth concerning the state of our minds.
那这个禅丁啊，虽然没有看到最后的真相，但是呢，相对来说，他看的，他接触到的是一个比较真实的情况。那这个真实的情况当中，就没有这些烦恼，没有这些焦虑、压力啊等等，这些情绪都是不存在，相对来说是一个非常平静的状态。所以我们如果通过禅定能够进入这个状态的话，那我们的这些现实生活当中的这些所有的烦恼都可以暂时完全可以控制的，但是还没有完全的铲除断除，但是可以控制。
So whilst this form of meditation doesn't enable us to perceive the ultimate reality of our minds, it does enable us to perceive a reality that is relatively true in nature. Through relying on this meditative practice, it is possible for us to reach a state where we have no disturbing thoughts, no agitating mental states, no worry, no anxiety, etc. Our minds can reach a state that is relatively calm, peaceful, and tranquil in nature. And so it's possible, therefore, through this method of meditation to temporarily control our disturbing mental states, to bring them into a state of temporary control. However, it's not possible yet for us to, using this method, to eliminate suffering completely at its root.
那我们平时啊，通常我们的做法是什么呢？比如说我们不开心的时候，烦恼的时候啊，就是难过的时候，这些时候呢，我们的这个解决的方法，所有的解决的方法都到外面的世界里面去找这个方法啊，抱怨、仇恨啊、难过、压力等等，我们所有的这些精神上的问题呢，我们就是到物质世界里面去寻找解决的方法。什么时候我们到精神世界里面去寻找解决的方法呢？几乎没有的，几乎都是没有，几乎都是到物质世界里面去寻找解决的方法。那我们能不能到精神世界里面去寻找解决这些精神上的问题？精神上的问题呢能不能找一个精神上的这个能不能到精神世界里面去寻找解决精神上的问题的方法那实际上佛教的观点是可以的，精神上的问题解决的话，最好这些方法到精神世界里面去寻找。
It's our habit when we find ourselves in a disturbed state of mind, feeling upset or unhappy, resentful or stressed, to turn to the external world to address our unhappy or uncomfortable mental state. It's very seldom that we turn inwards to our inner worlds, to our minds, to search for a means to address our particular mental state. Is it in fact possible to turn inwards to our minds to find a solution to problems in our minds? The Buddhist answer to this, of course, is yes. From the Buddhist point of view, in fact, the best way of solvingproblems or issues that arise in the mind is by turning to the mind itself.
好，那么精神世界里面我们寻找的方法，一个方法呢，就是这个禅修这个禅修就可以解决我们的很多的问题。所以呢，如果我们想解决我们自己在生活当中这个产生的这些烦恼的话，那禅修修一点禅定，打打坐这个确实是一个非常好的方法。
So one method that we can use to address and help us overcome disturbances and suffering in our everyday lives is by practicing this first kind of meditation.
但是佛教觉得佛教认为这个不是最好，不是最好的办法。
However, the Buddhism doesn't regard this as the best means.
最后的这个方法呢，是智慧啊，不是禅定，就是智慧。但是这个智慧需要禅定的基础啊，禅定啊可以生智慧。
In fact, Buddhism regards the best solution to be wisdom rather than meditative concentration. However, wisdom, in fact, is generated upon a foundation of meditative concentration. That is to say that meditative concentration gives rise to wisdom.
然后有了这个智慧以后呢，啊，他彻底的就看见啊，我们的今生世界的真正的这个本质，也就是我们今天讲的这个生命的本质啊。那汉传佛教的禅宗啊，里面讲这个叫做明心见性啊。这个明心见性，实际上它彻底的了解了我们自己的今生世界。那彻底了解了以后呢，啊，就所有的这些错误的这些观点、错误的观念啊，就从此以后呢，啊，就是从本质上、从源头上就断掉了。
So it is with wisdom, when we are in possession of wisdom, then we are able to see, able to understand the basic nature of our minds. That is to say, we completely understand our mind's basic essence. As it's said in the Chan tradition, to realize the nature of oneself or the nature of one's own mind. And when we reach this level of wisdom, then all of our mistaken views that produce so much suffering for us are eliminated completely at the root.
好，这样子呢，我们的今天我讲的这个啊课的内容，我现在要这个总结一下，归纳一下啊。我们看一瓶水的时候呢，我们刚才讲了有三个不同的结论，有三个不同的结论。同样我们去了解精神世界的时候呢，也会有三个不同的这个结论。第一个是我们的自己平时感觉到的这些情绪也是我们的精神世界的一部分，这是一。第二就是通过禅定接触到的这个一个非常平静的一个状态，那么这个也这是第二个我们的精神世界的这个精神世界的这个真相但是它不是最后的真相。那么最后的真相是明心见性明心见性就需要有智慧，需要有开悟有了这个开悟的智慧以后呢就我们可以彻底的了解生命的真相。
So I would just like to sum up now the main thrust of this evening's teaching. And the first point is that just as when we look at a bottle, it is possible for us to understand it in three senses or at three levels, so too it's possible to understand the reality of the mind or the nature of the mind as also existing in three ways or at three levels. That is the first, the mind and its thoughts and emotions and mental states that we habitually experience. This is one level of understanding or truth of the mind. The second level is the state of calmness and tranquility that is able to be reached through the practice or through meditative practice. This state of meditative concentration is a one level of truth, but not the complete truth. And then the third level is that of a complete and a complete realization of the fundamental nature of mind. This is a understanding that is underpinned by the wisdom of awakening, and it is on the strength of this wisdom of awakening that we are able to understand the truth of life.
那 真悟了以后有什么用呢？啊，我们彻底的了解了这个今生世界的真相，那这个有什么用呢？啊，就是第一个，可以断除我们的所有的这些烦恼，然后烦恼断除了以后呢，然后就可以突破这个生老病死啊，生老病死，也就是说，从这个生老病死当中可以获得解脱，啊，这是他的第一个啊，他的这个作用。然后呢，自己超越了生老病死的时候呢，然后我们可以把这个方法告诉更多的人，让更多的人也可以在这个生老病死和这个烦恼啊当中啊摆脱啊，这个就是它的这个另外一个作用。那这两个啊，大乘佛教里面叫做自离离他。
So what is the benefit of this wisdom of awakening? What's its purpose, or what use is it to us? It's possible to speak of the use that the wisdom of awakening can bring us in two ways. The first is that the wisdom of awakening enables us to eliminate our suffering completely and at the root. That is, it enables us to go beyond the sufferings of cyclic existence. So this is the first benefit that the wisdom of awakening can bring us. The second benefit is that in going beyond the sufferings of cyclic existence oneself, one is thereby in a position to share this understanding of how this is done with others. And so these two benefits that the wisdom of awakening is able to bring is what we refer to as benefit of both self and other.
Thank you, Rinpoche. Thank you for your exertion and sharing of your knowledge and wisdom.And now I invite you all to stand as Rinpoche leads us in the blessing.
好，我们最后做一个回响。
苏南的当者人巴娘，东南尼贝扎那班杰将，杰嘎那杰王龙者巴，这边做林卓阿卓尔修。Om Aum Ban Zang Ge Ba Ma Si De Hong Om Aum Ban Zang Ge Ba Ma Si De Hong Om Aum Ban Zang Ge Ba Ma Si De Hong
谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛，再见的嘞。